We have a lot of pig farming that is occurring on the banks of these rivers. And this in itself can contribute to the pollution of the water, because we know with pigs comes bacteria, coliform bacteria, in terms of when the pigs defecate and it filters its way into the water system. And this in itself is not a healthy practice, because we know downstream that persons use the river for bathing still.
Okay, and drinking.
Farming close to these riverbanks is another thing that happens, especially in the upper watershed, where you have persons farming close to the edge of the banks. And what they're doing, they're removing what we call the riparian, or what we call the buffer vegetation, which is very critical in maintaining a certain amount of temperature that is necessary to maintain a good quality water. So it's important that we have this vegetation along the riverbanks. It not only helps in maintaining the quality of the water, but it also helps in stabilizing the banks of the rivers to prevent corrosion in the event of flash floods. Persons practicing agriculture and not utilizing soil and water conservation techniques or measures, with this comes accelerated erosion, consequently sedimentation of our streams, eutrophication, and then also with this kind of practice, in terms of not utilizing soil and water conservation, we have excessive amount of nutrients being leached into our water system, which again could add up to eutrophication. So if you look at all these issues in a combined way and accumulative way, we could see the amount of pressures that the river is under.